This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a meeting Sunday over in Doha, Qatar, in the Persian Gulf, that the oil world has been waiting for a good couple of months now. Some of the biggest OPEC producers, and Russia as well, are expected to formally agree to freeze production. That is, control supply in an oversupplied world and thus bump crude prices up a little bit, or so the hope goes. And that is what it is. But the thing is that global oil glut that we've been talking about for more than a year now, it might already be going away all on its own. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Say you own a donut shop, OPEC Donuts. You flip your machine to high and you cannot make donuts any faster. And then you promise to freeze production at that super high level. To many, that's kind of what the oil producers plan to do Sunday in Doha. Neil Atkinson is with the International Energy Agency in Paris.
Nobody seriously believes that amongst the ranks of most of the countries attending the talks, they have any ability to significantly increase their production in any event. It's just essentially the status quo.
There is one wild card, Iran, which could undercut a deal. But the broader market reality is that overall world supply beyond OPEC is already falling.
We are slowly moving from a supply glut to a balance.
That's Jim Burkhardt of IHS Energy in Oman. He says the big supplier to cut back because of low prices is the U.S.
U.S. production is down about 500,000 barrels per day from last April. That's the biggest driver in this rebalancing that is underway.
Pair that with hearty demand growth in the world, and in a year, that oversupply could be gone. So, if the market is doing its job, why are producers meeting? For the audience back home, says Omar Al-Baidli of the Bahrain Center for Strategic International and Energy Studies. He spoke by cell phone.
The citizens are wondering, there must be something you can do. So just like when you get a crisis in any country, it's not acceptable for the government to look like it's doing nothing. So they have to at least look like they're doing something.
And he says it's important to keep the market up. Oil prices have risen for 3 months now, from under $30 a barrel to more than $40. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.